for humans to know true happiness and fulfillment, we're always going to desire more. So once you master one level, then you're going to want a little more, and you can be scared all over again. So if you were to use the fear only in that perspective, like I have a rule. If something scares me and it won't physically harm me, I say yes. Always. If there's no physical harm to be had and it scares the heck out of me, I say, oh yeah, I'll do it. Because I know the payoff is tremendous. When you face your fears and come out on the other side, I like who I become with more experience. And you're always in the human condition, you're always going to fear that which you have not yet experienced. Always. Human bodies are always attached to habit, what's most familiar. That's why somebody from one abusive relationship will end up in another abusive relationship, because it's the most common known habitual frequency for them. Whether it's child, animal, parent, or spouse, that's how it goes. And so fear tells you, oh, yay, going into the unknown. If you can make that a good thing, you can have a lot better time. So if you have fear of success, huge success, then what do you need? What's fear telling you need to do? You need to get comfortable with success. You need to recognize where you have success, recognize other people in big success, hang around people who have the success you want until that is no longer so unknown to you. If you have fear of failure, then read about all the people who have failed and how they pick up and go do something else great so that you eliminate that fear. Yeah, I might fail, but I'm going to like what I learned on the journey. So if we were to use fear as a mentor, as a guide, to let you know, you're not thinking the thoughts that will get you to what you want. So choose clarity, get some new knowledge and ideas, and then get some skill set, and you will overcome that level, and then you'll be off to your next fear. Funny, isn't it?
Yeah, because